Back now with Day to Day.
I read that by recycling, you can save something like 20 pounds of garbage a week. But where does that stuff end up?
Actress Annabelle Gurwitch tries to be good about recycling, but like many of us, she wondered, what happens after I do my part? So she decided to follow her trash after she put it in the blue bin.
I hitched a ride with my neighborhood driver to see firsthand my recycling's final resting place.
Wow, I'm so excited now. Do I need to wear a barcode?
Mr. Brown, a recycling truck driver for Allied Waste, has been driving for 41 years.
How many people are on your route?
About 5,000.
5,000 people depend on you every week.
Mr. Brown told me about a third of the stuff he picks up in the recycling cans is non-recyclable.
A lot of times they throw away, like, garden hoses and that stuff in large pieces of plastic, painter's plastic. That stuff is no good.
I couldn't resist checking out my neighbor's trash to see what they were putting in their blue bins.
Got a little bit of drinking happening, a little rolling rock in here, right?
A little bit of cardboard,
right.
Bottles, plastic, and newspapers.
And stuff that totally didn't belong, like the hose to a vacuum cleaner.
This is non-recyclable.
That just doesn't go, right?
Okay. This junk here is not recyclable. It's hose. It's not recyclable.
With my own junk and some I pilfered from my neighbors, I made it to my next stop, the recycling plant.
PET bottles, these will be remelted down, mixed with virgin material, and then put right back out on the market.
General Manager Daryl Reno says his plant processes about 150 tons of waste a day. About half is processed locally. The rest is shipped to places as far away as China.
Okay, here's some glass.
Glass is fine. What they do is they'll go ahead and they'll break it all up, make it cutlet, and then they'll actually make new bottles.
But Daryl confirmed what Mr. Brown had told me. About a third of the stuff people put in their bins, like that hose or discarded toys, can't be recycled.
Wait, look, there's a...
Scooby-Doo.
This is a very sad Scooby. Can Scooby be recycled?
Scooby can't be recycled.
Scooby is going to the landfill. So am I. Along with my neighbor's vacuum hose and some packaging from my vegan, organic, gluten-free cookies. The Sunshine Canyon landfill north of Los Angeles processes much of the garbage from the city.
7,000 or 8,000 tons a day?
Right now, that's what we're taking, yeah.
Tim Suss of Allied Waste escorted me and my rubbish across acres and acres of my son's old diapers, beat-up couches, shower curtains, and miscellaneous, icky, gushy, stinky stuff. Scary.
How many pickups does this represent? I mean, is this like 1 week?
That's what you see in exposed trash?
In exposed trash,
today.
Yeah. This is just today?
Yes.
Call me crazy, but if we keep doing this every day, aren't we going to run out of space at some point?
Yes.
So I added my crap to the mounds of yesterday's fish wrappers and those really irritating little plastic peanut packing things. Comforted that at least we have these dedicated people like Mr. Brown, Daryl Reno, and Tim looking after the stuff that we so casually toss away.
Do you consider yourselves environmentalists?
Yeah, I do. You have to be aware of how you're impacting your surroundings,
right,
and then try to make that impact as minimal as possible.
So while Al Gore might have gotten a Peace Prize, I think that these guys are really the face of environmentalism, working it every day. For NPR News, I'm Annabelle Gurwitch.
How often do you guys wash your hands?